Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we will be discussing the benefit of guided imagery and metaphors and how they can be used to make change at a very deep level of the subconscious mind. Guided imagery and metaphors can assist in making changes to habits, behaviors, and the way that we approach situations. You'll also have the opportunity to experience a gentle journey called the Journey of Life to connect with your inner wisdom, gain insight, rise above challenges, overcome obstacles, and build resilience. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, blog posts, and the web store, which contains premium hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as healing the inner child, attracting abundance, forgiveness, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. Guided imagery is utilized in psychotherapy, meditation, and hypnotherapy as a means of producing change. By imagining sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste, a mental image can be constructed. Guided imagery can be employed to elicit a feeling or change in mood, such as imagining a pleasant memory on holiday or vacation or a calm, relaxing place. It can also be employed to create a goal image or end goal. Oftentimes, guided imagery takes on the form of a metaphor as a means of accessing the subconscious mind. Guided imagery can also be used to simply induce a feeling of relaxation. The theory behind guided imagery lies in our knowledge of the mind-body connection. One of the more updated beliefs regarding the mind-body connection is that the mind and the body are all one unit, that they are not separate in any way. And oftentimes, this is referred to as the body-mind or the mind-body. Previous theories considered these to be separate systems that simply interacted with one another. Through modern research, we're now understanding just how connected the body and the mind are. While guided imagery is often used with hypnosis, hypnosis is by and large focused on suggestion or accessing information at a subconscious level. Guided imagery is more focused on engaging all of the senses in order to create and develop an ideal outcome or to create change. Research on guided imagery has shown its effectiveness in the areas of stress, anxiety, depression, and relationship issues. It can help to increase confidence, self-esteem, and motivation. Professional athletes use guided meditation as a means of improving their game, and public speakers often employ visualization to see their success in their speaking endeavors. You don't have to take my word for it. Let's put the power of the mind-body connection to the test. You're going to have the opportunity to participate in an interactive experience. This little exercise is something that I love doing in the clinic with clients to show them just how powerful their mind really is. So if you so choose and you'd like to participate, close your eyes for a moment and imagine that you're standing in your kitchen. Look around in your mind's eye and see all of the things that are in your kitchen. Can you notice any fragrances? Imagine that you could walk over to your refrigerator, that you could place your hand on the handle, and that you could open the refrigerator. Inside of your refrigerator is a ripe lemon that's a brilliant yellow color. Imagine that you could reach into the refrigerator, that you could take out the lemon, that you close the door to the refrigerator, get out a cutting board and a knife from your drawer. Imagine that you could place the lemon on the cutting board, that you could pick up the knife, and that you cut into the lemon. And as you cut into the lemon, you can notice the lemon juice as it begins to flow. You bring the lemon up to your nose and you inhale, and you can smell the lemon. You take the lemon and you place it into your mouth. You can taste the sour lemon juice. Now, open your eyes. What did you notice? Maybe you noticed that you could actually see your kitchen. Maybe you could perceive images. Maybe it was possible for you to smell the lemon or even taste the lemon. But most importantly, did you notice that saliva production increase when you imagine putting the lemon into your mouth? It's remarkable that simply imagining something can have that impact on our physical body, that simply thinking about a lemon can cause increased salivation production within the mouth. It makes you begin to consider all of our thoughts and the impact of those thoughts on the physical body. When we know that the physical body is affected by our thoughts and the images that we perceive in our mind's eye, then we can begin working towards changing those thoughts and images to something that is more pleasant, towards thoughts and images that are more positive and helpful. Metaphors are the language of the subconscious mind, and they are often combined with guided imagery. Metaphors allow us to bypass the critical conscious mind to access the deeper part of the mind directly. Metaphors are presented through imagery or a story, and they seem unrelated to someone's experience. Metaphors are powerful because they are an idea that parallels a situation. When I work with smokers who have slipped up and had a cigarette, I love to use this metaphor of imagining a server in a restaurant carrying a tray of glasses, and one of those glasses falls. The server doesn't tip the tray and allow the rest of the glasses to fall. Instead, they make sure that they hold the tray even steadier to ensure that none of the remaining glasses fall to the floor. The subconscious mind understands this imagery, and it begins to know, if I slip up and have one cigarette, it doesn't mean that I need to smoke the whole pack. Metaphors stimulate the imagination, and when coupled with guided imagery, the mind can begin to draw parallels and begin to learn how to see things from a different perspective. The conscious mind may be unaware of the connection between a metaphor and a problem, yet the subconscious mind understands the metaphor very clearly. Today's hypnosis experience is called The Journey of Life, which uses guided imagery, metaphor, and visualization to assist you in connecting with your inner wisdom to rise above challenges, overcome obstacles, and build resilience. It matters not if you can't see what is described. Even if you simply imagine what is described, the same purpose is served. Visual abilities come easily to about 70% of all people, and the other 30% can develop and strengthen their inner vision with practice, such as using guided imagery processes on a regular basis. Visual impressions can come in colored pictures, in black and white, or in pictures that are not quite tangible. For some, it may be like a mental movie. For others, impressions can come as feelings or emotions. What you experience is your experience. And your experience with this process, whatever it may be, is good. Are you ready to begin taking this gentle journey? Good. Then let's begin. Start by closing your eyes. And make sure that your body is in the most comfortable position for you. You can rearrange your arms and legs in whatever way that you choose. And just begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in. And the warmth as you breathe out. Just relax every muscle in your body, from the top of your head, all the way down to the very tips of your toes. Just feel and sense your entire body relax and let go. In your mind's eye, begin to imagine setting out on a walk on a beautiful summer's day. You're walking down a path in the countryside, and you can notice clear blue skies that seem to go on forever. You can notice rolling hills. Rolling hills that touch the horizon. And you can see that place where the top of the hills touch the sky. That place where the heavens and the earth seem to meet. And you follow the footpath, feeling it beneath your feet, perhaps hearing the sounds of your footsteps. Everything is peaceful and quiet. Lush green grass lines the path. And you can notice shrubs and bushes scattered here and there. The sound of woodland creatures, off in the distance, fills the air with a gentle ambience. And you can feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, which comforts and soothes you. Off in the distance, you can see that the path enters a forest that climbs a hillside. And you begin moving along the path towards the entry to the forest. And as you begin traveling along this path, into the forest, the path begins to ascend ever so slightly. And as the path ascends, it takes a little bit more effort, just a little bit more effort to walk. And you find yourself moving upwards along this path through the forest, just taking in all of the beauty. And you notice that on the path, there is a tree that has fallen. There's perhaps a part of you that wants to turn around. The tree is so large, and it doesn't seem that there's a way around. But there's another part of you that wants to continue venturing forwards. You stand in front of the tree, and you begin to look around, observing, trying to find a way around the tree. And you notice that next to the tree is another path. A path that appears to have been formed by other travelers who have found a way around the tree. And so you move along the path, and you find that it leads you all the way around the tree to the other side. And you continue along the path. It would have been so easy to turn around and go the other way. But there was a part of you that longed for activity and experience. And you found your way. And as you continue along the path, you notice off in the distance a small bridge that crosses a gentle stream. You approach the bridge, and you begin to walk over it. You notice the sound of the water below. Would you take a moment and look over the handrail of the bridge? You take a moment simply to admire the beauty that surrounds you. You take a simple moment in time to appreciate where you are at this moment, enjoying the beauty of the stream as you watch the never-ending flow of crystal clear water as it flows beneath the bridge. You notice in the stream at the very bottom are hundreds of tiny pebbles. And you imagine for a moment what it must be like to be those pebbles, to be so strong and sturdy. To simply hold the ground, even though the water is rushing by them. They remain still. They remain solid. It's as though they are immune to the turbulence of the water. And you can contemplate for a moment what it must be like to be that solid, to be that stable, regardless of what is going on outside of you. You continue on your journey, taking with you all of the beauty. And as you continue on the path, it continues winding upwards. The incline gets just a little bit steeper. This makes it a little bit more difficult to traverse. You remember that strung across your shoulders is a backpack. And in that backpack is many items that you gathered before setting out on this journey. You take off the backpack. You open it. And you look inside, and you notice various items that are weighing you down. You realize that this journey may be just a little bit easier if you choose to let go of things that you truly don't need or require. You begin taking inventory of what is in the backpack. What is absolutely essential for you to keep at this time? And you begin to become aware of anything that you're holding in your backpack that you could let go of to lighten your load and make your journey just a little bit easier. You begin taking out anything that you do not need or do not require. and you place it on the side of the path so that you only keep that which is essential, so that you only keep what is needed. You close the backpack. And you place it over your shoulders. And you notice how much lighter it is and how much better you feel. And just how much easier it is for you to move unencumbered by those things that were weighing you down. And you continue moving upwards along the path, feeling so much better, so much lighter, and moving so much easier. The path opens out into a clearing. This clearing is at the very top of the hill. And you notice that you can look out and see the valley below. From this perspective, it's as though you can see everything clearly for as far as the eye can see. And you take in the beauty that surrounds you. You look around this place, and you notice that waiting on a rock for you is your wise self. This is the part of you that is calm, peaceful, non-judgmental, and compassionate. Notice the form of your wise self. Sometimes the wise self appears as a sage or an elder. Your wise self smiles to greet you, for this part of you has been waiting for you for a very long time. You look into their eyes and you can sense their deep compassion, their empathy, and their kindness. You can begin to communicate with your wise self. You can begin to become aware of what they want you to know about your current stage in life. Maybe they have something that they want to communicate with you about your life path. Perhaps there is a message that they have for you. There may be some wisdom that they wish to impart to you. You may simply receive a feeling from this part, a feeling of empathy or compassion or love. But simply notice what you notice. And take a few moments to spend with your wise self. And I will join back with you in just a few moments. Now, look towards your wise self and thank them. Thank them for being present with you and for this communication with them today. Know that this part is with you always and that you can return to this place anytime that you need to connect with them. You look out to the valley once more. You take in the beauty. You feel calm, relaxed, and at peace. You begin to turn, and you begin to travel back along the path that led you to this place, traveling back down along the footpath. Crossing the bridge. Taking the path around the tree. Leaving the forest, bringing with you only that which is good. Looking back on your journey, you can perceive that this journey is just like the journey of life. Sometimes, life takes a little bit of effort. Sometimes there are obstacles along the path, and you have to find a way around them. Sometimes in life, it's important to learn how to slow down and appreciate the beauty and magnificence that surrounds you, regardless of what is happening in your life. Sometimes, it's necessary to take inventory and let go of things that are no longer serving you. It's also important to recognize that there is that wise part of yourself, that part of your own true essence that carries and holds your truth. That part of self is always there. And all that you need do is quiet your mind and go inwardly to connect with your wisdom and truth. for this part of you is always present, should you choose to access it. You can take the knowledge of this journey and begin to apply it to your life to improve yourself in the ways that you need. Your conscious mind may forget to remember all that you accomplished here today, but your subconscious mind always remembers, and it is already acting upon these visualized images in a positive manner. Benefit and success can come back at any time. It can come back with you now. And when you return, you'll feel wonderful. You'll feel wide awake, refreshed, and happy. Clear-minded. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation. And when I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes. You'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Starting now at 1. 2, emerging from relaxation. 3. 4, feeling alert and energized. 5. 6, coming up now. 7. 8, take a deep breath in. 9. And 10, awakening to your full potential with perfect equilibrium and normalization throughout your being. Welcome back. Take a moment and get out a blank piece of paper. Write down the knowledge, wisdom, and insight that you learned from this guided journey. If you so choose, you can even draw images on the paper. Afterwards, you can keep this paper to remind you of the knowledge, wisdom, and insight that you learned here today. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neurolinguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes, and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com/hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.